It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. One of the criticisms of organic agriculture is that it doesn't embrace modern technology. But this simply isn't true, says Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist Aaron Silva. While there are restrictions on what can be applied to organic crops, there's plenty of technology that can help.
A lot of the technology that we're seeing, you know, whether it's respect to RTK or being able to use precision agriculture across the field, it certainly helps with making weed management more effective, being able to get closer to the crop with different cultivation equipment. There's also some incredible innovation with respect to organic no-till techniques, whether they be crimpers or mowers or other tools that are able to kill weeds after they've established in the field, tools like weed zappers or large cutters that are able to go over the crop and cut back weeds.
Silva said there are also exciting drone applications for organic growers or even robots.
There's also some really exciting precision technology with robots that are able to go down single rows and manage weeds, again, in a way that's minimizing soil disturbance, minimizing compaction, and minimizing the impacts to our soil.
Silva added management software is yet another example of technology for the organic grower. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.